Welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, to exclusive interviews of leading industry experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Linda Stokum.
Today, Managing Editor Mary Skoviak sits down with Zoe Diana Dralos to discuss her latest presentation at the 2022 American Academy of Dermatology Annual Meeting.
Hi, this is Mary Skoviak. I'm Managing Editor of Dermatology Times, and I'm here with Dermatology Times Chief Medical Editor Zoe Dralos.
Yes, my name is Zoe Diana Dralos. I'm a research and clinical dermatologist, and at the recent AAD meeting, I spoke about nutrition, an area that many people think is outside the realm of dermatology, but I would argue that it's vitally important to healthy hair, skin, and nails. So I gave a talk at this meeting, and the crux of my talk was that for healthy nutrition, you need to eat something of every color every day. I arrived at this idea after realizing that many patients who request dietary help ask so at the end of the visit. So you've treated their psoriasis, you've gotten rid of their basal cell carcinoma, and then they ask the million-dollar question, what should I eat for healthy skin, hair, and nails? So what I tell patients, because it is very difficult to have an eight-hour conversation about what involves nutrition and healthy skin, hair, and nails from a dietary perspective, I basically have come up with the concept of eating by color. So if you think about the color wheel and you think about all the colors on the color wheel and the basic colors on the color wheel, if you eat something of each of those colors, you will have eaten a complete diet. So for example, your yellow to orange colored foods are very high in vitamin A, like carrots. So if you eat yellow to orange every day, you're getting your allowance of vitamin A. If you eat orange to red, those foods have a very high concentration of vitamin C. Vitamin C is a secondary antioxidant in the body, and you need to eat vitamin C every day. Then if you continue on the color wheel, you end up at green. Green foods are very high in vitamin E. An excellent source of vitamin E is an avocado. Eat a quarter to a half of an avocado every day. And for vitamin C, you should eat a handful of cherry tomatoes. Continuing on around the color wheel, we get to brown. Brown foods are nuts. Nuts are very, very high in selenium. Selenium is a very important substance. It's an alternate pathway. And one Brazil nut a day will give you all the selenium you need for that tertiary mechanism of oxidative protection for the skin. Going on around the color wheel, we end up at pink. Pink stands for protein. Chicken, fish. You need to have a source of protein every day for healthy skin, hair, and nails. Why? Because skin, hair, and nails are pure protein, and you need the amino acid building block of protein in order to repair the skin, hair, and nails, all of which are high turnover, high metabolic output activities. Going on around the color wheel, we end up at the blues and the purples. A handful of blueberries every day will give you all the antioxidants you need. They're very rich in anthocyanins, a very potent class of antioxidants. If you eat a diet like that, you'll find that you're quite healthy. But there's one important vitamin that I've not covered, and that's vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually not a vitamin. It's a sex hormone. It's very homologous to testosterone. And vitamin D is very difficult to eat in the Western diet. It's also very difficult for your skin to manufacture vitamin D when exposed to sunlight. So in women, especially postmenopausal women, it's really pretty much impossible to eat enough vitamin D from diet. So taking a supplement somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 international units daily is important. And of course, drawing vitamin D levels, looking to be sure your patient is somewhere in the 70s to 80s, is equally as important. So vitamin D is something you really can't get in the diet. The other thing are trace minerals. You know, there are a lot of metals that are important in the skin. That's why matrix metalloproteinases are so important to dermatology, such as collagenase and elastase. And many of those trace metals can also be gotten in nuts as well. And you can eat a handful of almonds. So if you eat by color and tell your patient to eat something of every color every day, you can see you've covered the entire color wheel because vitamins are colored and they're pigmented. And so if you eat by color and cover the entire color wheel every day, you will have eaten a nutritionally valuable diet. And so that's my recommendation. When patients ask me, Dr. Dralos, what should I eat to have optimum skin, hair, and nail health? I tell them, eat something, a food of every color, every day.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com.